chazaka ein adam pireya choyvoy toichzman. So the sugi began with a machloikis between Reish Lakish and Abaye Verava. Reish Lakish said, if somebody lends money to his friend and they agree upon a date when this loan is going to be due, and the malo goes over to the loiva on the due date and he says, monali biyotcha. The loiva told the malo, piraticha, I paid you. Betoichzmani, I paid you a month ago. Meaning, the loan wasn't due until that day, but he said, I already paid you previously. Reish Lakish said he's not believed. Ulevai sheyif for bizmani. In fact, halavai, this person should pay when he has to pay, but he's certainly not believed to say that he paid toichzmani. Abaye v'Rava, Tami Travai, Abaye v'Rava both said no. Ovid inish the part of a goy zimne. Sometimes people pay down loans even before it's due. Why? Zimnin de misramalesus. It could be this loiva fell into money. Omar, and he made a cheshbin, and he said, Ezel ifrei keicha de loiva tardan. He knows that at some point the money is going to be due. Eved loiva lishmalvi. He doesn't know if he's going to have the money. No, so I might as well start paying down my loans like this. When the loan comes due, I'm not going to be hit with this huge balloon payment that I won't be able to make. Says the Gemara, Reish Lakish held that a person doesn't usually pay down his loans early. Abaye v'Rava held that a person does. What's the halacha? Rapapa, Rav Huna, Breid, Rav Yeshua, Ovid, Abaye v'Rava. Rapapa, Rav Huna, Breid, Rav Yeshua, they held like Abaye v'Rava. Marba, Rav Ashi, Ovid, Kereish Lakish, he held like Reish Lakish. V'Hilchus of Kereish Lakish, that what? That a person does not pay down his loans early. And the Gemara said, how far does this Hilchus of Kereish Lakish go? It's Va'afilu Miyasmi. It's true, even if this person, the mouth is trying to take money from the assignment. Meaning, even though we know the rule, still, in the event that it's toichzmani, or you're coming to collect the day the loan was due, so that the only way the Yisraelim's father would have paid down the loan would have been if it happened toichzmani, we say, and therefore the halach is, over here, even though you're bali parma nechsi Yisraelim, you would not need a shvua. The Gemara then continued, and the Gemara said, Ibai alone. What would be if the Malva went over to the loiva not the day the loan was due, but l'achazmana, let's say a month after the loan was due, and he said, where's my money? And he told him back, piraticha b'toichzmani, I paid it, but I paid it toichzmani. What's the halacha? Would he be believed or would he not be believed? Meaning, according to Reish Lakish, who holds that einoy neman to say that I paid toichzmani, ulevai sheyifra b'zmani. According to Reish Lakish that said, Chazok lo yavid inish tapara b'goy zimne. What would be if the person said, I paid toich zimne, but he said it la'achazman, sometime after the loan was already done? Would he then be believed to say that he paid toich zimne? What's the difference? Now says the Gemara, it's different because now he has a migul. Maloy l'shaka. This person could have easily said that I paid bizmane. In Reish Lakish's case, he couldn't say he paid bizmane. Why not? Because Bizmani is when he's being Taveya the law. But over here, where he's being Taveya it sometime later, so he could have said that I paid Bizmani. Instead, he chose to say, I paid Toichzmani. Now, if he was lying when he said, I paid Toichzmani, he should have said a much better lie, a much more believable lie, which is not violated by the Chazak of Reish Lakish. He should have said, I paid Lachazmani. Being that he could have said, I paid lachas mani, and he said toichs mani, he has what we know as a migu, maloi l'shaker, and if that's the case, maybe he should be believed, or maybe not. And what's at the crux of the shaila? Do we say maloi l'shaker b'makom chazaka, or do we not say maloi l'shaker b'makom chazaka? He clearly has a migu, but the migu, the taina that he's saying, is contradicted by a chazaka. Migu b'makom chazaka amrinon, or migu b'makom chazaka loy amrinon, this was the ibayluhu, this was the shaila that the Bnei Yeshiva asked. Tosfos, on the bottom Tosfos, on Daf Heyom Beis, he asks a kasha from a Gemara in Masechtes Kedushin, Daf Samech Dalet Amud Beis. Now the truth is, this Gemara here in Masechtes Kedushin is a hard Gemara, and we're not going to go through the whole Gemara, but there's one Nekuda that we need, and that is, the Gemara was discussing, a man was lying on his deathbed, and he turns to his wife, and he tells his wife that, I want you to know that you're going to fall evil. I know that you want to wear this, but you're going to fall evil. I have a brother. I have no children. And as a result, you are now going to be a Yevamah L'shuk. You are going to fall evil. And the question is he believed there was an apple? That's a machlik, is Reb Nosson, the Chachamim. Agansa Maisa. Part of that Maisa is trying to figure out what exactly was the case. And there's a whole shakta v'tayah in the Gemara. And the Gemara says as follows. The case was that when this man got married to his wife, there was some chazaka, meaning if you would have asked the people in the street, they would have said that, yeah, this man has a brother. We remember him having a brother. And as far as we know, there were no children. It was muchsaklam ba'achi. It was loy muchsaklam ba'bnei. Meaning, it was becheskas that this woman was going to follow him. What happened was, when he got married to this woman, when he proposed to her, he said, I want you to know that you have nothing to worry about. You're not going to have to follow him. Now, this is something that is very hard for us to come to terms with, right? It's not one of the boxes you check off when you're looking into shidduch information, right? Is there potential for a Yibum situation? But once upon a time, Rachmana Litzlan, there was. In fact, as recently as, you know, before the war, this was a very, very big deal. And there were a lot of women that would not get married to men in the event that they thought they may end up in a situation where they're going to be a Yavama. You know, people didn't live as long as people live today. A person could have had a brother that was living in America, right? This is going on in Galicia somewhere, who's a mummer. A mummer, it's a whole shayla, falls liibim, doesn't fall liibim. Very often, they're not going to... Remember the chalitza yidei shliach, right? This person was in Portland, Maine. But the point is that these were very, very prevalent situations. And yibim considerations played a big role. Right, what if someone has a sibling that's a katan? So a katan, there's no yibim, there's no chalitza. It played a very, very big role in marriage. So at the time that they got married, he said, listen, I know it's and based on the rumors you're hearing, if something ever happens, you're going to follow Yibum. You have nothing to worry about. I'm telling you right now, I have a child, whatever, I'm no brother, everything is good. Then on his deathbed, he made a confession and he said, I lied. And it's a machlokes from Nosan the Chob, whether he's believed or is not believed. Okay, that's what we need for the story. Now, when the Gemara dissects the two shittas and the two opinions, we're learning a Tosfos now. When the Gemara dissects the two opinions, so the Gemara says like this, that's poshut. That when at the time of the Kedushin, the man said, by the way, I'm letting you know, even though it's muchsaklam ba'achi, but like muchsaklam b'bni, but the emes is, you're not going to fall the yibam, he was believed. And the reason he's believed is the amrinan mali l'shaker. Why should he lie? My comrade, the mifter of the yavam, why you think he's lying? Because he wants to convince her to be agreeable to get married to Pater from Yibum. Matzi Amar, he doesn't have to lie if he wants to circumvent Yibum. What could he do? Throughout Shas, Patan the Loch Pegita, you can always write a get, Allah Tanai, etc., etc. There's another way to do it. So being that he has a migu, so it's for that reason he's believed. So although Lechatchila was Muchsaklam Ba'achiv Lemuchsaklam Ba'bni, and when he said at the time of his Kedushin that I'm letting you know that you're never going to follow Yibam, he was believed. You know why? Because Mali Lashakar, he has a migu, Matsuyama Patan the Loch Pegita, and the migu knocks out the Chazok. Freit Deutsches Akasha, how does that give in our Gemara, it's a holy bayaluhu. Whether we say migu b'makim chazaka, we don't say migu b'makim chazaka. What were the words of the Gemara? Aminan mali l'shaka b'makim chazaka. Why aminan mali l'shaka b'makim chazaka? It's in the Furash Gemara, Kedushin Samech Talon on the base, where the Gemara said it was muchsaklam ba'achi v'loy muchsaklam b'bni, and he was believed b'shas Kedushin to say that really she wouldn't fall yibum because mali l'shaka matzi amar patan aloch begita. Because you say migu b'makim chazaka, and by the way, this has nothing to do with the machloikis of Rav Nosson and the Chachamim and that sugi over there. That machloikis is a different machloikis. But this part everybody agreed with. So you see clearly that you say migu even b'makim chazaka. Says Tosfos that even though at first glance this sounds like a very, very stark akasha, Tosfos says it's not shver. In fact, lo yidomi klal lahachdoch. No shach. It's mamash no shaykhas. Sounds like a good kasha. Loidami klal lahachta hocha. Ad kidei kach, Tosfos doesn't even feel it necessary to explain why it's loidami klal lahachta hocha. Now, Tosfos felt necessary to speak it out, right? It wasn't that pshita. If it was so pasha, Tosfos wouldn't have even said it. Tosfos said it. He said, in case it's bothering you, I want you to know loidami klal lahachta hocha. In other words, there's two sugis in Shas that talk about migu b'mokam chazok aminon or migu b'mokam chazok aloy aminon, and the sugis are not talking to each other. In Kiddushin daf samech talam mebeis, it's pasha migu b'mokam chazok aminon, and above a basu daf hein daf vav, it's an ibay in the Gemara whether migu b'mokam chazok aminon aloy aminon. So it says Tosfos that in the event you're going to think lahoitzi mi libo, it says Tosfos loidami klal lahachtoch, no shaykhis. The two sugis of migu b'mokam chazok aminon aloy aminon are not the same sugi, and the question is for us mortals, we need to explain why is it not one and the same. So the Chassam Sofer, right here, in Bava Basra, Dafayim Abiz, he says Pshat and Tosfos, but I just want to be mocked and before the Chassam Sofer, and that is that the word Chazaka is something that's thrown around a lot in the vernacular. And the truth is that in different sugyas, the word chazaka means different things. Meaning, not all chazakas were created equally. That one term chazaka can mean very, very different things. So, for example, you have your classic chazaka, where you have a suffix, and you have no idea how to reconcile the suffix. So what do you say? You say, let's just leave it based on the status quo. If this is the way it was yesterday, today, chabshay na suffix. So, no, if the mikvah was kosher yesterday, we'll assume it was kosher today as well. If the woman was a nida yesterday, we'll assume she's a nida today, etc., etc. That's a classic chazaka where you just leave something based on the status quo. We have what's known as a cheskas umdana, where there's a chazaka, there's an assumption that people usually behave or don't behave in a certain way. And based on that, I'm going to assume this is the way people usually behave. This is probably the way it played itself out over here as well. There's a concept of a chazaka where if something happens a few times, we assume that it's going to repeat itself. So, for example, a shor amud is a shor that's becheskas nakhen. Or you have a woman that's a katlonis. So she's becheskas or katlonis. There's such a concept that also works with the idea of chazaka. Something called a cheskas kinyan, right? The chasin sheesh ben machrayas on nicknam bekesef shtar v'chazaka. If somebody wants to acquire karka v'chazaka, what do? You null, you gadol, paratz, he's above a basu, so he's coming up. That's referred to in the vernacular as a chazaka. Cheskas habatin is also a chazaka. If somebody's living somewhere, he's squatting in a property for 3 years, nobody was moicha, you have what's called a cheskas raya. So there's a whole bunch of different inyanim as it relates to chazaka. So not all chazakas were created equally. But Ashenegele in your name, says the Chassam Sofer, that if you want to understand Tosfos, why Tosfos said, Loidomi Kla Lahachta Ocha, and the Mimigu B'Mokim Chazaka in Kedushan Samech Talit, and the Mimigu B'Mokim Chazaka in Bava Basra Tafei are not the same Mimigu B'Mokim Chazaka, it's because the Chazakas are different Chazakas. In Kedushan Dav Samech Talit, what we're handling is a Chazaka of Oiki Milsa Achazaka, and over here in Bava Basra Tafei Amebeis, we're handling a Chazaka of Cheskas Umdana. What's the Chazaka in Kedushan Daf Samech Dalet? The Chazaka in Kedushan Daf Samech Dalet is, as far as we know, the understanding, the status quo is that this man, in the event that he was going to die, his wife was going to follow him. Why? Because as far as we know, he had a brother. You remember him from yeshiva? He had a brother. Okay. And as far as we know, he had no children. I know for years, I never heard him say a word about a child. This guy didn't have any children. Which meant the chazaka, based on the status quo, was that if he was going to die, leave over a wife, no children, you walk right into your mama's dad base, right? That's what was going to happen. It's a chazaka that's based on oiki milsa achazaka. In our sugi, what's the chazaka? The chazaka is a cheskas undana. It's a cheskas minaga oilam. What the Chassam Sofer refers to it as. It's a chazaka that people don't usually pay down loans, toichsmane. They're both chazaka, but they're not the same type of chazaka. And that's why the two sugyas are different sugyas. Because chazaka, yeah, but at the end of the day, they're different types of chazakas, and that's why it's different. Just to explain this a little bit different, a little bit deeper. The Chassam Sofer says, what's the makar to oiki milsa chazaka? Your classic chazaka. The most basic vanilla chazaka 101. What is the source of that chazaka? That if I have a suffix right now, I don't know about a situation. Oiki milsa chazaka. It's a gemara. It's a very important gemara. It's a gemara mesechtos chulin daf yud amid. We talk so much about chazaka, we forget to ask this question. It says the gemara, minohan milsa dam rabbanon oiki milsa chazaka. What's the makar to the idea of oiki milsa chazaka? Am Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmeni, am Rabbi Yoinus and am Akra. It's learned out from a pasuk. It says v'yotza akoyim en abayis el pesach ha. Boyus, the hiskeres ha bias, right? For all the balkaires, shivas yom. So the kain is gonna leave the bias into the pesach ha boyus, and he's gonna lock up the bias for 7 days. Right, what happened? We're dealing with the sugya of nigei batim. There was a house that had a nega, we're trying to figure out it. It is a nega, it's not a nega. So who's the one that decides? You don't call the doctor, you don't call the engineer, you call the kain. The kain comes and he looks at the bias and he decides whether it's okay or not. So the Torah says that when the Kohen Paskin, that this bias had a nega, that it was a mitzvah, he had to do it outside the house. The Yotza Kohen in Abayas, He went to the Pesach of the Bayis, and that's where he was Hisker as Abayis Shivas Yomim. He couldn't do it in the house. He had to do it outside the house. Says the Gemara, I understand. This whole patent should be dead on arrival. Why? Because Dilma Adenofik Va'asa Basal Eshiyure. Maybe by the time the Kohen went outside the house and he got ready to make this declaration, maybe the shear of the Nega shrunk a little bit, and as a result, it's no longer an egg. Elalat mishum deramidin. Okay, chazaka. It must be. Oikimil. This is the makarta chazaka. This is what's learned out from. It's learned out from this inyan. This idea of oikimil sa chazaka. How do I know it? I know it from nigei batim, because really the kohen has to determine that there's a nega. So lechuri should have to say it the second he sees the nega, but he can't say it the second he sees the nega. Why? He can't be steering the nega in the eye when he says it. Why not? Because he has to leave the house. El pesach habayis. By the time he gets to the Pesach Abayis, maybe it diminished a little bit, maybe it shrunk. Oh, must be. We don't assume that. So this is the Makar to the Indian of Oikin Achazok. What's the Makar to Cheskos Umdana? What's the Makar to the idea that we can assume that people go based on the way people usually behave? So the truth is, it's a Rambam. It's a Rambam in Hilchas Yisurei Biya. It's Perek Aleph. Halacha Chav. It's a very interesting Rambam. It's good to read the Lashon Rambam inside. These are Mamish Yisoidis. This is what we call a foundational raid bite. This is not raid. This is Mamish Yisoidis. Listen to this Rambam. Misha Huchzik Besher Basar. If we have a chazaka about two people that they're related, we didn't see birth certificates, we don't have Yichas briefs, we know that these two people are related. Based on what? I don't know, they go to each other's Hanukkah parties, they go to each other's Simchas, right? This is just the way it is. Donin boy. Al piya chazaka, we paskin now based on the chazaka. Afal picha incham raya brush as I call it. Says the Rambam, we can paskin based on chazakas even though there's no raya brew. Umalkin, we can give malkas. Vesorfin, Mrs. Srefa. Vesorklin and skila. Vechonkin and chenik al chazakas. Okay, so what's a moshal? Harishon Huchzik, Shazu achoysoy, oi bita, oi imoy. If we had a chazaka that this is Pliny's sister or daughter or mother, uba aleo be'edim, and then this person was ba on this woman be'edim, hareze loike, oi nisraf, oi niska, v'afa pisha incham raya brush, zi achoysoy, imoy, oi bita, ela bechazaka bovar. Meaning, if someone's born achoysa, he's going to get Mises Bezdin. If somebody's born imoy bita, he's going to get Mises Bezdin. He's going to get Mises Bezdin for being born. How do you know for sure it's... You don't need a raya brewer. If there's a chazaka, no, everyone knows. This is... What do you mean, everybody knows? Prove it to me. You're going to give someone Mises Bezdin, that's a schiddish. That malkin, v'sorfin, v'soiklin, v'schoikin... Al Chazakusu says the Rambam. Umaisa, there was a story. Beisha Achash Abbas to Yerushalayim. A woman came to Yerushalayim. Betinik Murkav Laal Kseifa, and she was carrying a child on her shoulders. Vigdi Losai, and she raised this child Becheskas Shubana, based on the Chazaka that this child was her son. No one really knew whether this child was her son, but at the same time, she raised him as if he was. Uba'aleh, and then when this child got older, the child was born his mother. And they brought the child to Bezdin, and they gave the child skill. No one knew for sure that this person was Baal Imoy. The Teretz says it was Becheskas, that he was Baal Imoy. And because it was Becheskas, therefore, you give Misna even based on a Chazak. Says the Rambam, here's the punchline. Raya l'din zeh. You know what the Raya to this is? Mashadona Torah b'mekal aviv, umake aviv sheyumas. If someone's maka of the imay, or if someone's makal of the imay, gets mis. How do you know for sure that this is really his father? Ela bechazaka. Oh, must be it's chazaka. Kach shar kreven bechazaka. So too, this is the way it works with all kreven. So says the Rambam, how do I know you can give misas bezin, malkus, etc. based on a chazaka? I know it from maka of the imay. I know it from makal of the imay. The makar, this raya l'dover that the Rambam says not his own raya, it's the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, how do you know that you can give Mises Bezdin based on a chazaka? I know from Maka Avavi Imoy, Mekalu Avavi Imoy. Now, everyone knows, literally, Kol Bar Bei Rav knows, that Maka Avavi Imoy, Mekalu Avavi Imoy is the Makar to what? It's the Makar to Roiv. That's in Gemara in Chulun Daf Yud Aleph Amar Aleph. The Gemara says, how do you know Roiv? Now, to be clear, how do you know Roiv? It says in the Torah, Achrei Rav and Mahatas. But the Gemara says, that's only a Ruba the Isa Kamon, where the Roiv is in front of me. Ruba the Lesser Kamon Minayin. How do you know Roiv? Meaning, how do you know you go bust the statistics, right? How do you know that you can rely on a Ruba the Lesser Kamon? And the Gemara brings, as the primary source, it's learned out from Maka Ovev Imoy. What do you see in Maka Ovev Imoy? Maka Ovev Imoy teaches me Roiv Bilo Yisachar Abal, and because Roiv Bilo Yisachar Abal, so you see from there, you can go bust a Ruba the Lesser Kamon. Maka Ovev Imoy, Mekal Ovev Imoy is the Makar to Roiv. The Rambam says it's the Makar to Chazok. It's based on a Yerushalmi. So is it the Makar to Roiv or is it the Makar to Chazok? Right, what's going on over here? Right, which one is it? So there's a Tshuvas Chassam Sofer. It's in Evan Ezer Chelek Aleph. It's Simen Ayin Vav. The Chassam Sofer says the Pshat is Pashat. He said the Pshat is Pashat. What's the Pshat? It's Pashat. It's Mamash Pashat. What's the Pshat? What does it mean, Roiv Bilas Achar Abal? Roiv Bilas Achar Abal means that we assume that if there's a husband and a wife, then probably Roiv of the Bilois that this woman is going to have are going to be with her husband. Once we assume Roiv Bilas Achar Abal, we then say that even though we acknowledge there might be a myriad of Bilois that are not from the husband, but who cares? Achri Rabam Lahatois, we're going to go Baser Roiv, even though all these Bilois are not Pefaneinu, it's a Ruba the Lesser Kamon, and that's how I know Roiv. That's how I know Ruba the Lesser Kamon. But it starts with knowing that there was a Roiv Bilois from the Baal. Says the Chassam Sofer, how do you know there was a Roiv Bilois from the Baal? Maybe there was no Roiv Bilois from the Baal. Afshanish. How do you know there was Roiv Bilois Achar Abal? The Teretz says it's a chazaka that there was probably Roiv Bilois from the Baal. Roiv comes after I establish there's a Roiv and a Miat. The Roiv is Roiv Bilois from the Baal, Miat Bilois or no Bilois from someone that's not the Baal. Okay. But how do I know there's Roiv Bilois from the Baal? Who told you there's Roiv Bilois Achar Abal? Maybe there was no Bilois. Maybe they're living together and there was no Bilois. And if that's the case, so there's no Roiv Bilois Achar Abal. You're assuming you know Roiv Bilois Achar Abal. How do you know that? The Teretz is, I know it's not the Chassam Sofer, because it's a Chazaka, that if there's a Ish V'Yisha, and there's Oyna, etc., so there was probably a Roiv Bilois. So the Chassam Sofer says, that's how Chazal knew to take Psy Chazaka and Psy Roiv and extract both of them from the same Makkah of V'Imoy. I know Roiv because I know that I'm able to work with the fact that this Roiv Bilois Achar Abal Agam is a Miat, not from the Baal. Mechtes, I can rely on the Roiv. I know Chazaka from the fact that there even is a Roiv Bilois Achar Abal. On Chazok, I don't have the Roiv Bilois Achar Abal. So I need Chazaka to establish the Roiv Bilois, and I need Roiv to tell me that I can go bust for the Roiv Bilois. But Al Koponim, it's two completely different Chazakas. Two Chazakas. There's the Chazaka of Chulin Daf Yudam Edbeis, that's learned out from Nigei Batim. And then there's the Chazaka known as Cheskas Umdino. We assume Cheskas Minagoylama. Ish V'Yisha, there's a Roiv Bilois. There's a Chazaka of Cheskas Umdino. If a woman is raising a child, probably her child. If they go to Simchas together, they're probably related. And that's learned out from somewhere else. Where's that learned out? The same place Roiv is learned out from. It's learned out from Akka of Imoy. Over here. But the bottom line is, says the Chassam Sofer, these two chazakas are different chazakas. But they're not just different. They're fundamentally different. And if you think about it, they're mamish min hakotza lakotza. A chazaka of oiki milsa achazaka is not mevar in any which way what's going on over here. You have a chazaka. You don't know whether or not this truma is Tameya or Tahira? I know a week ago it was Tahira. Based on that, I'm going to assume it's still Tahira today. Chetesi. True. Mechetesi. Aber, Minoha Milsad Amr Abanan. We have a Makar. It's Xeris HaKosov. It's learnt out from Nigei Batim that if before the house was Mitzayra, we assume that it's Faita Mitzayra right now. Is it Mevar? Of course it's not Mevar. Does it add some light and insight? Yeah, maybe. But the bottom line is, however it works, it's a chiddush that it works, and it's certainly not mevarit b'toyres v'adai. Cheskas umdeno, says the Chassam Sofer, cheskas minoga oilam is mevarit the sofik. And because it's mevarit the sofik, it's a whole different deal. So says the Chassam Sofer, that's what Taisus is saying, loidami klal. Taisus is just coming to bavarn someone who's familiar with the concept of chazaka, and he's a shtikla baki, and he's learning and he has a whole fancy boy in the Gemara. And what's the shayla? Whether or not can you say migu b'makom chazak, you don't say migu b'makom chazak. What's going on here? I know another sugi in Kedushin Daf Samech Dal where it's mefurish Gemara that you say migu b'makom chazak. What was the migu b'makom chazak over there? That it's becheskas that if he would die right now, she would fully yibum. So that's an oiki milsa chazak. Migu kitzicha nakar an oiki milsa chazak. As opposed to what? As opposed to if you're going up against the chazak of Ein Adam Perea Choyvei Toichzmane. What's the chazak of Ein Adam Perea Choyvei Toichzmane? That's not Oiki Milsa Chazake. That's the other chazaka. That's Cheskes Minoga Oilam. People don't do that. And because people don't do that, so over here already it's a Gansi Boy in the Gemara. But the Chassam Sofer, He says it a little bit more. And this Hoysofa is actually not in Chassam Sofer here in Bava Basra Dafim Adays. It's in a different shtickle. This is a shtickle that we spoke at many times last Machzer. It's Mamish Kedai to go through this because it's very, very Yisoidi in terms of understanding Chazakis. It's in Chassam Sofer Al Ashas in Mesechta Schulin Daf Yud on the days on this Gemara. Oikin Milsa Chazake. Over there, Toich Dvar, if you go through it, you'll see what I mean. He adds a knitch. And that is, it's a little bit tiefer even. He says, why? He says, because Yesh Loima, what is Migu even? So what's Migu is like from the Gresta Chakiris of all time, Rabbi Chanan, Kayachatainas, and Anamanas. But Chassam Sofer says that I believe that the way Migu works is Migu Gufa works Midin Cheskas Minagaiva. That's what it is. What's the premise of a Migu? If I was going to lie, I would say a better lie. That's a Chazaka. It's a chazaka that when you lie, you say the lie that would serve your interest better, not the lie that would serve your interest worse. So migu really, says the Chassam Sofer, is a very slightest thing of peace. If you think about it, it's cheskas min ha'goyla. He says that's what it is. And that is gufa why, says the Chassam Sofer. It's pashit in Kedushin Samech Dalet Amud Beis that migu is better than the chazaka of Oikim Milsa Chazake. And that's good for the sophic of the Gemara here in Bava Basra Daf Ha Amud Beis, whether you say Migu b'makom cheskas min ha'goyla. Because the whole side of Migu is cheskas min ha'goyla. And just like we've said that cheskas min ha'goyla is better than the Oikin Milsa Chazake, the Chazake from the Rambam Misur Rabbi Perek Alpha Alocha Chav is better than the Chazake from Chulin Daf Yud Amud Beis. Oh, if that's the case, it's poshit why Migu is better than that Chazake. Up in our sugya, that's good for the Yibaya. Because over here I have two cheskas min ha'goyla that are going head to head. I have the cheskas min of oilam of chazaka in a brea chayv teichzana, and I have the cheskas min of oilam of migu, and that's good for the ibay in the gemara. Which chazaka is going to be on it? But I just want to add one last knitch, and that is the Chassam Sofer doesn't just say this; he doubles down. He says one other big hoysafa, and that is says the Chassam Sofer, the nira mevur from this sugya. That not only is a cheskas min ha'goyim better than an oikim milsa chazakik, that's what Tosfos means over here on the bottom of Samech Dalet Amud Beis. But you see even more than that. You see cheskas min ha'goyim is better than roif. It's better than roif. It's vadai. It mamish shmurks b'teres vadai. And this is a big chedesh, brace. Why? He says because you see from our sugya that if somebody goes over to someone and he says, manali b'yotcha, and he says, I paid toichs money. Not only I'm believed to say I paid, or at the very least, I'm moitze mechaveri olav araya. Chazaka ein adam perea choy v'toichs manoi says, I can schlep money out of you. You're pulling money out of somebody with a chazaka of ein adam perea choy v'toichs manoi? Everyone knows, ein hochem b'mom and achar aroi. That's a machoik is Rav and Shmuel. We pass him like Shmuel Bedini, and we pass him ein hochem b'mom and achar aroi. So if I can't schlep money out of somebody with a roif, how could I slap money out of somebody with a chazaka ein adam perei achoy v'toichs manoi? Must be, says the Chassam Sofer, that the chazaka ein adam perei achoy v'toichs manoi is nit kein roiv. It's gor vaday. It's better than a roiv, because ein ochav b'mamen achar roiv, yet at the same time, I could be moitzi mamen with a chazaka ein adam perei achoy v'toichs manoi. And he says, if you think about it, it makes sense. Because every roiv has a mir, right? What's the classic case of roiv? Wisdom achoykes rabin shol. Somebody bought a shor from somebody, found that afterwards the shor was a nakhin, right? That's the classic. He found it was a nakhin. What does it mean it was a nakhin? It means you can't keep this guy around. You keep it around, it's going to end up being a big liability. Okay, so shecht it, right? But he doesn't want to shecht it. He wants to akka with it. So he goes to the moicha and he says mekach tois. So the Gemara says like this. Most people, when they sell a shor, they're selling it le radio. They're selling it to work in the field. Some people, however, sell it le shchita. And this is the machlokes. If you go bust a roiv, so based on roiv, Rav says, I bought it l'radi, I bought it b'chayrish, I have a tiny mekach tois. If you go bus, so Rav says it's a mekach tois, you go bus a Rav, Shmuel says no. Why not? Because there are a myriad of people that buy the shchitas. I can always say, I thought you were buying it the shchita, it wasn't a mekach tois, you bought it, sorry, sava v'kibel, go home, I apologize. In that case, there's a myriad. There's a tangible myriad. What's the myriad? The myriad of people that buy Lishchita, right? Let's say the Roiv of Islandis, right? The classic case of Roiv in Mesechtes Yevamis, where a cotton can't do Yibum. Why? Because we're afraid maybe this cotton's going to be a Saris, Isha's going to be an Islandis. There are percentage of people that are Sarisim, that are Islandises. There's a real tangible meat. The Chassam Sofer says, Chazoke Eidon Perea Choyve Teichzmani, there's no meat. I'm not a... Could it be? Anything could be. No one's saying it can't be. Oh, but you're going to tell me there's a mi'at? What? There's a certain percentage of people that are perei chayvet teichzmanei. There's a certain
Hanhogas ha'olam.
People don't do it. Not the Hanhogas ha'olam is not that most people don't do it. People don't do it. Fire thing. And because people don't do it, we don't even rech with a mir. And again, it doesn't mean no one's ever done it. It doesn't mean no one ever does it. But it's a different akuda. The akuda is when it comes, some people buy for this, some people buy for that. Nobody's pareya chayvet toksman. Yeah, it could be some machzach amol. But it's not what people do. And therefore, when you dan chazoka in on the pareya chayvet toksman, you don't even dan the mir. Just to say this, a drop better, a tefach better. This is something we've spoken about in the past also. What's the difference between a rubah the lesser kamon and a cheskes umdina? This is not such a posh the question to answer. Right, you have rubah the lesser kamon, you have cheskes umdina. Right, if you would ask me, I would have said that every cheskes umdina is really a rubah the lesser kamon. What's chazaka inon pereya chayvet toksmani? Most people don't do it, right? Most people don't pay down their loans toksmani. Thus, hence, you have a chazaka inon pereya chayvet toksmani. But it's not the same thing. There's rubah the lesser kamon and this cheskes umdina. What's the raya? It's a very shtaka raya. Rameir is the raya. Because Rameir is chayish lomiyuta, which means he doesn't hold the rubah the lesser kamon. Rameir holds the rubah the iska kamon. It's a pasuk in the Torah, achi rab mahatas. Rameir doesn't hold the rubah the lesser kamon, but Rameir l'chayra holds of cheskes umdina. See, you see, it's not mamash the same thing. But this chsam soif is a big marum makim. And he's saying that together of how we dehera chazaka is, the way we dehera chazaka is not roiv. I don't know the mir. There's no kfiyas of mir to people that pay a chayv toichsmano. Thus, what I see up here is a vadai. I see a vadai, and that's why, even though ain't hocha b'mam and achar roiv, but you could take money out with the chazaka ain't a perei a chayv toichsmano. He said, the chsam soif and mamish double down. He said, let me buy you this chazaka is better than oikim milsa chazaka, and that's pshan and toisus is like dummy cloud. This chazaka is a vadai mamish. For her raya, you can be mighty mama with this chazaka. You can't be mighty mama with a roiv. But you could be mighty mama with a chazaka. Just to end, there's a tshuvas Rav Kiva Eger. It's in Simen Kuf Tzadik Zayin. At the end of the tshuva, Azoyvi the Heilige Eidem, Rav Kiva Eger was mitzadit to bring the same raya that the Chassam Sofer brought. And that is, you see from the sugi of chazaka, Einon Perei Achoyve Toichsmane, that cheskes umdin is better than a roiv. Because Ein Hoche B'maman Acha a roiv, yet you could be mighty mama with chazaka, Einon Perei Achoyve Toichsmane. It was Negeya, Rav Kiva Eger shmuz there. It's a sugi of Pesach Pesuch Mitzasi. But Rav Kivega has a hava mina to bring this raya. Rav Kivega said it's a toys. I don't think there's any raya. He says why? The reason you could be moitzi mamon from someone when the person claims I paid toichsmane is not based on the chazaka. I'm being moitzi mamon because I loaned you money. And you admit that I loaned you money, right? What's the case of Eidon Perea Chayvet toichsmane? Reuven goes over to Shimon, Mano Libiyot. What does Shimon say? Don't say Lahayot Varmi Oilam. He says, I paid. Okay. He's being minded that he borrowed money, right? So he's kolaim paraiti kolaim levisi dummy, right? He's being minded that he borrowed money. Nervous, he's saying I paid toichsmane. Being the chazaka ain't a prayer chayve toichsmane, so that taina that I paid toichsmane is not a good taina. So what are you left with then? Modeli biyotcha, and you don't have a good response. There's a cheskas chiyuv zokt Rav Kiva Eger that I owe you money, and it's because of that cheskas chiyuv I'm able to pull the money out. I'm not pulling the money out with the cheskas umdina. Cheskas umdina is not better than a roiv. If ain't hocha be mamen acha roiv, ain't hochin be mamen acha cheskas umdina either. Some soifer said, and Kneger said this in the Havamina also. Oh, you see, you could slap money out of a guy with a chazok in a prayer chayv takes money. It must be cheskas umdina is noch better than a roiv. Zokt Rav Kiva Eger, it's not muchach. It could be the way. You're being mighty mom, and it's with the cheskes chiyuv. It's with the man liyot. By the way, if you go through Taisa and the sugya, Taisa works out what the case was. The case was where they were Edom that saw the halva, and Rish Lakish holds a mabuch chaver beedim ain't tzarich lefar beedim. But we know for sure he owes him money. There was a cheskes chiyuv for sure. Your counter is what? You punched back. What did you tell me? I paid toichsmane. Chazaka just dismisses that taina. Once we dismiss that taina, it's a man liyotcha. Hallo imeni adeya, hallo imeli hoyt var miyolam, hallo im paraiti. If hallo shoysik, then you owe me money. And that's why I'm taking the money. I'm not taking it machmas to cheskes umdina. Well, imam cheskes umdina is not better than a roiv. So what we have over here is two types of chazakas. We also have a machloikis between the chsam soif and Rav Kiva Eger, where the cheskes umdina is other from roiv, where it's not other from roiv. Chsam soif has had a svara. By roiv, I see the mir. By cheskes umdina, I don't even know that there's a mir. I'm not reckoning with a mir. And chsam soif has said, I think I have a greater raiv for the fact that you could be moitzi mama with a chazak in a prayer chayv toichsmane. Kivega is mitzadit, but Lamaskani he says, I don't think that's true. I think the way you're being moitzi mamon over here is based on the cheskas chiyuv, and la'olam you have no raya that cheskas umdina is in any which way better than a raya.